Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This week's episode is all about winter. Ooh, so cold. We discuss the perfect murder weapon for winter, how to turn your grandma into a delicious holiday recipe, and things get intimate when Corey and I hug live in the studio. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything burr, we need to give some love to the sponsor for this week's Psychobabble podcast episode, and that is Audible.com. As you guys know, Audible.com is the leading provider for audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles, and they love Psychobabble as much as you guys do. So if you want to give them love, please do. Go to audiblepodcast.com/besties to get your first book free.
Hey, Corey.
Please stop. What's up, Tyler?
Oh, it's so cold out.
Burr.
Very. Hashtag burr.
Is that your official stance on winter?
Yes.
Hashtag burr.
If I were a weatherman, I'd be like, y'all, we are in for some hashtag burr today with a side of...
Drip, drip.
Oh, only if it starts melting. Nothing's melting right now. It's so cold.
Gloom and doom.
Oh, my gosh.
It is actually a gloomy day in L.A.
It is a gloomy day in L.A., which is few and far between. Yeah.
I love it.
But the rest of the country is suffering.
Not the rest of the country.
Everywhere else is suffering from the burr cold. Because it's December. It's wintertime. Wintertime is here.
It has arrived.
Do you like winter?
In L.A. I do. Because there's no snow.
Well, I mean, I like snow. I don't like black ice.
Oh, dangerous.
Not to get, you know.
Colorful?
Colorful.
I mean, knowing you, it's probably not even black ice.
It's like a subtle charcal.
Charcoal ice.
Icicle?
No. Have you ever gotten in an accident on black ice?
Yeah, girl. You know I've spun out on the highway multiple times.
I know.
Sometimes because of ice. Sometimes because of once a spider fell from my visor.
I don't believe that.
That's true. I was on my way to an interview when I was trying to get a job at Google.
Oh.
Didn't get the job.
Because of the spider?
Because of the spider. It was my mom's car, so I blame my mom.
Oh. Queen Jackie.
Yeah.
At it again.
Didn't
you, when you were driving to Chicago that one time and you got in a car, your hood flew up. Was that when you were changing the Disney Princess CD?
Yes. I forgot about that. No, that was a different car accident, but that was, yeah.
Have all of your car accidents been in the winter?
Most are. It's one of my favorite times to get in a car accident. My very first car accident was in the dead of winter. And I remember this because the car, broke.
Because it was cold?
Well, it broke because of the car accident. And then it was so cold and we were waiting on the side of the road. Very burr.
Yeah.
And I remember very distinctly.
Chills.
And we had hit a deer is what had happened.
You killed Bambi.
In Michigan.
So you murdered Bambi.
I murdered that poor deer.
Did you really hit a deer?
Yeah.
I've never heard this story.
I was very young. I was 16. I was a grandmother. I hit the deer. It died. And then our car died. So we were just sitting there with a dead deer.
Who was with you?
Me and my stepdad.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you were driving?
No. I was not 16.
He was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, you were very young.
We were in a purple van.
Have you ever had one of those times where you hit a deer, but it's still alive, and then when the
cop
comes...
And it wiggles away?
No, and then the cop comes and has to bang, bang.
No.
That happens in Michigan.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that happened with my mom.
No, you know what did happen? Once, one of my grandmas, because you know I have 30. She ran over a turtle, stopped the car, picked it up, made turtle soup for dinner.
Yum.
She loves roadkill. Well, she's dead now.
You could make her roadkill.
Oh,
too soon?
Too late.
Grandma soup.
Oh,
yum.
My God.
hashtag.
But you didn't get hit by a car. This seems insensitive, which is so unlike me.
Right. May she rest in peace.
Pieces, if I'm going to make a stew.
A stew. Grandma stew.
Oh, grandma stew.
Is that speaking of delicious treats around wintertime?
Grandma stew. paprika.
You just add a little.
I would add a little bit of paprika.
Of what? It's paprika.
Paprika.
I hate everything that you're doing.
What would you add to a grandma stew?
Oh. Salt.
You know she already salty.
Okay. I would add like celery and like beets. Like a little stew.
You saw me getting bored of your recipes.
I know. I know how to get your attention and like.
My attention.
Yes. So why are we here today again?
I don't know.
We're talking about winter.
Oh, the hashtag Burr season. Mm. Tanya Burr season.
Oh. It is her season.
Yeah.
So what are some of the fun things you do in the winter?
Well, I love to layer my clothes.
Oh, okay.
That's a very fun thing. I bust out all my shawl necks. Mm. You know what a shawl neck is?
Yeah, I've seen your wardrobe.
It's like half of a hoodie.
Ooh, a baby hoodie.
It's halfway up. But not quite it's not a turtleneck. It doesn't go all the way around. It opens in the front.
Oh, a half turtleneck.
No, it's not a mock neck.
Winter fashion is fierce.
Have you ever worn a mock net sweater?
No. Or mock neck? I think turtleneck should come back. You know
who's got a turtleneck?
No.
Like a physical turtleneck. I think Troy owns some turtlenecks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
Whoa. For the record, that was not me who yummed. It was Corey.
You know I love Troy.
In a mock neck.
In a mock neck. Or a turtleneck. You know this is my first winter in L.A. Am I supposed to be wearing, like, mock necks?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you better stock up now on all the mock neck fashions.
Stock up on the mock neck.
No, winter in L.A., I would suggest a subtle, a shawl collar or perhaps a puffy vest.
A cardigan.
A puffy vest is ideal for winter in L.A.
How puffy are we going?
Oh, I like a medium puff.
Oh.
I don't want to be quite puff daddy, but
puff
I would
baby.
Like to be like a
Puff baby.
Yeah. A puff preteen.
A puff tween?
What?
A puff tween.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, since this is my first winter in L.A., I looked up some, like, 101 fun things to do in the winter.
Oh, did you?
I was hoping that it would tell me things to do in L.A., and it turns out these are only things for people to do who live in, like, actual winter wonderlands.
Like Alaska?
Yeah, or Michigan.
Or Russia.
They've got winter.
Hey, is anybody here listening from Russia? How's it over there? What's going on? Just wondering.
You know.
Lots of love.
You know.
Hags. Have a good winter. Hagwa.
Hags? What's hags? Have a good summer?
Yeah. You never wrote that in people's yearbooks?
No. Everything people write in yearbooks is like, never change. Stay the same.
All I did was write hags and then dash at Tyler Oakley. This is before Twitter even existed.
You did not.
I just knew.
You're caught in a filthy lie.
Hagwa. Have a good winter. That's what I write in winter break. Okay. What are your things to do in winter, Corey?
Well, did you used to like... When you were little, did you ever play in the snow or were you just like inside on the
computer? Here's why I'm naturally against snow.
Okay.
It's made of water. Mm. I don't know if you know this.
Oh.
It's kind of a solidified water.
I think you've nailed these science terms.
Now, when water gets cold.
Burr.
Very burr.
Water says burr.
Water says burr and it says burr so much that it gets into snow. Then snow can also, when it warms up, go back to water.
No.
So this is why I don't like snow. You get it all over you. Mm-hmm. You go inside. You warm up a little. And then you're damp. Do you want that? No.
Damp where? Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Have you ever – that's why you get a snowsuit. You would look great in a snowsuit.
Like how puffy?
Like a like
puff daddy?
Yeah.
No. And then half of the fucking recess is – putting on your snow pants and
suiting up.
Yeah, suiting up. I don't like that. And then half of it is taking it off, and then there's like puddles everywhere. I'm just thinking back to elementary school.
Can you believe they would make us go outside in the winter? Yeah, it
seems,
that doesn't seem
seems like
right.
Some type of abuse.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I remember sitting by a big tree shivering.
And then you have, well, this is before.
Couldn't even play Foursquare.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
We didn't even have gloves that had touchscreen capability.
Oh.
But then again, we didn't have touchscreens.
Can kids get on their cell phones during recess? Oh, my God. Kids
do kids have cell phones?
At recess. Just God. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
No one plays on the swings. They just stand in a circle and text.
Oh, my God. Ideal. I want to go back to school. I want to go back to elementary. Wait, what's that movie? Is there a movie about that?
Kids?
No. Adults going back to elementary school. Some kind of adult.
Never Been Kissed?
Yes.
With Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, but I don't want to go to elementary school for that.
She would die.
Yeah, I would go back to high. Would you go back to high school?
In disguise?
Yeah.
I probably could.
As a journalist? As a journalist,
could.
Drew Barrymore?
You know I look so young. I've got that fresh face.
Well.
I could just go back in. Who does she fall in love with in that movie?
A boy.
What's his name? I don't know. I know David Arquette's in that movie.
As the brother.
He shows himself in, like, whitey-tighties far too many times for my, like, ability.
She falls in love with...
It's like Paul Rudd. I nailed it.
Is it Paul Rudd? Rudd's not in it. But you know who is? Octavia Spencer.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think this
As
is
Cynthia.
Accurate. Well... Her debut breakout role. I remember her.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
We're talking about winter.
Okay, what are your things to do in winter?
Well, so I fell onto this 101 things to do in winter, and it's just exactly like I was saying about kids these days on the playground playing with their phones and not the swings.
Is that it? That's the 100 things to do?
Well, Tyler, tell me the last time one of the suggestions is write a poem about ice or snow in your journal.
Oh, my God.
Go for it. Dear Bert.
You know what? You remember my my fifth grade writing journal?
You lost that
I
journal.
Lost it, which I'm very upset about. But I'm pretty sure I did have poems about winter in it.
Really?
Yes.
Was it like,
yes.
Dear Winter, I hate you?
Okay. Do you know what a poem is? You don't write a letter to winter.
I think poems.
I mean, you could.
I took two poetry classes in
you
college.
You have to go, Dear Winter.
Okay. We're not talking iambic pentameter.
I am.
You nailed that.
Thank
you. Another little Shakespeare over there.
Yes.
So
no, like a sonnet.
Yeah.
That, like a what's a 3-5-3?
A haiku.
Kaiku.
Haiku.
Haiku.
God, you're thinking yours is a gay.
You're thinking what's that vacuum that runs itself?
A robot.
A robot.
What are you even saying? I'm still waiting for your winter.
Let me just Google
poem.
Vacuum robot. It's
waiting.
Called it's Roomba. You're thinking of a Roomba.
No, a Roomba.
Have you ever used a Roomba?
No.
My
put it on the Christmas list.
Oh my God, you are not getting a Roomba. You have hardwood floors.
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever attached a knife to a Roomba?
And then what?
And have it chase a cat?
Have it go around cutting people's Achilles tendons?
Yeah.
This is Christmas, not Halloween.
That's how I celebrate Christmas.
This is the spirit of giving.
I slit my family's Achilles tendons.
That doesn't happen in Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
I don't know if you know the extent of the Hanukkah traditions, so I wouldn't have you speak to that.
If you're Jewish and you're listening, please tell me about how on the fourth night you tape a knife to a Roomba to cut people's Achilles tendons.
Hashtag
dreidel.
Slice, slice. Hashtag slice my dreidel. Good luck spelling dreidel, y'all.
I mean, they can Google it.
I doubt they will.
Hashtag slice
Wait,
my
can
dreidel.
Can we talk about something? Sometimes y'all misspell psychobabble. I clicked
Sometimes.
That, I mean, I clicked the hashtag for that somebody tweeted, and I saw three tweets. I was like, nobody likes the podcast. But then I realized I had clicked a misspelled hashtag of psychobabble. It was like P-Y-S-U-
K-L-E-B-A-B-L-E.
I was like, girl.
Baby.
Cycle baby. Wait, let's hashtag cycle baby.
Cycle baby?
Yeah. That's basically what they're already
with
doing.
With a C? C-Y-C-L-E-B-A-B-Y?
Yeah, that's basically what people baby. Are already trying to get trending.
I can't believe you came for their lack of spelling.
One of my favorite things to do this winter is to misspell psychobabble.
I mean, it's very hard, especially if they're on iTunes. I mean, it's spelled out right there for them. What about number 63?
What is it? You know 63 is my favorite number. But join a book club. That's the perfect thing to do. Wait, we're having a little book club today. Let's have it. Okay. So if we're making a book club here on Psychobabble, I think it's only appropriate that we include our sponsor for today's episode, Audible.com. As you guys know, Audible.com is the leading provider for audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles. So if you love listening to podcasts, you will definitely love listening to audiobooks, whether you're driving or on your way to school or sledding maybe. You can listen to an Audible.com book. I mean, that's my favorite way to sled. And Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Psychobabble lovers. So if you go to audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first book free. This month, in celebration of winter, it only felt appropriate to recommend David Sedaris' book, Holidays on Ice, which is all about his most hilarious holiday tales. If you don't know David Sedaris, you need to know him now. He is the funniest. So to download this audiobook for free or any other book of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks again, Audible. We love you here at Psychobabble. So if you love the fact that Psychobabble is completely free for you to listen to at home, that is all because of our sponsors. And for that, we give so much love to Audible. So go give them love. Go get your first book free, audiblepodcast.com/besties. Number 44. Top 101 things to do in winter. Decorate your social networking page with a holiday theme.
Or a winter theme.
Well, how would you do that?
I'd put
a little Santa hat on me.
Oh, no. I would look for Katy Perry's face on a bunch of snowflakes. Somebody make that and send it to me.
Okay. Number 53 is to start a new healthy habit. Literally, fuck off. That seems rude and very pointed toward me. They knew I would be reading this.
What's
number 19?
I'm getting there. Eat an icicle, not one that you've murdered someone with.
Yeah. That's too flavored. I like a nice icicle because it's slimming.
The icicle?
Yeah. You know one of the things about icicles?
They start out as water.
Yeah.
And then they
keep
get
going.
Burr.
Very burr.
Number 58, hug a parent or friend.
I would do that.
Or yourself.
Do you want a hug right now?
It says hug yourself.
Will you come hug me?
No.
Corey?
My mic doesn't reach over there.
I bet if we both got up and... No. You want to try it?
No.
Corey, you told me recently that you were going to give more hugs to people.
Number 64.
Don't change the subject. Come hug me.
I'll meet you halfway.
Wait, will you hug me? I'm getting up.
I hate this.
Oh my god, wait, it's happening.
They can't hear us.
They can hear us. Oh my god, you guys, we're hugging. Wait.
There's no
I'm
way.
I'm back. That was a good hug. Corey, you smell good.
You heard it here first. I smell good and I'm a good hugger. Line up,
I didn't
boys.
Say you were a good hugger.
Oh.
That was just, I gave a good hug, is what I was trying to say.
Get in line, boys.
Wait, what number was that?
That was number 58.
Okay, well, cross it off the list, bitch.
It's done. We've done it.
Okay, well, what else?
This also...
What about... it's number 12, sing a Christmas carol.
What's your favorite one?
Christmas time is here.
I literally hate that one.
Happiness achieved.
I don't think you can do that. Stop. Do you know what my favorite one is? You just lost all of the viewers.
Christmas time. Do you know what that's from?
The Charlie Brown.
I love it.
My favorite Christmas song is Grandma Got Ran Over by a Psycho Baby with a Knife.
Oh, that's hashtag terrifying.
Yeah, tell me about it. That baby turned grandma into grandma stew.
Oh, my God. Add a little paprika, bitch.
Yum, yum.
Hashtag yum, yum. Licky, licky, yum, yum.
Oh, I don't know how.
Wait, can we talk about number 44? It's add a folder for sites of a new interest of your favorite links.
Bookmarks.
It's literally create some bookmarks on your computer. You know. Wait, what is 64? Play with magnetic poetry? What is that? Oh, is that like words?
I have
on
that
fridge?
On my. That's what I have on my fridge.
Yeah. Top 10 ways to shit up your fridge.
Whoa.
Sorry about it.
Whoa.
Number 75.
I'm there. Make friendship bracelets and winter colors.
You know I love friendship bracelets.
What are some of the winter colors?
Blue. You're,
oh, just blue.
No, like an icicle blue, like a glistening Ooh, Hanukkah blue.
What about like a frostbite black and blue?
Okay, well, this is not bruise.
Well, I don't get to pick what frostbite looks like.
Thank God.
Wait, number 101 is my favorite.
What about like a... Oh, I'm back on colors.
No, 101 says play outside with flashlights after dinner.
What?
I mean, they're promoting like making sure your metabolism works at night.
Okay, wait. Number 91 is plan a Valentine's party? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Sometimes you got to plan. That's a holiday that'll sneak right up on you. What about... Where did it go?
Wait, write 5 facts about your favorite animal in your journal. What? What? They have run out of things. This is how you know winter sucks. If that's on your to-do list for what to do in winter, then you gotta go. It's time to log out.
Never been more confused than I am by number 88.
Wait, no, I'm not done with 99. What's your favorite animal?
A cat.
Name 5 facts about it. Go. You have 10 seconds.
Fluffy, whiskery, meowy.
Okay, not 5 adjectives.
Pettable.
Edible.
Pettable.
Oh, and
it's perfect to cuddle when it's burr outside.
These are all not facts. These are all subjective.
Oh.
So
I don't think you know my cat like I do.
Okay. Well, you don't have a cat.
See?
Wait. Proof. Number 88. Number 88.
That's what I said. 88. That's what
make
I just said.
Make a pearl choker?
No, make a Heats and pearl choker.
What's Heats?
Can someone send us a Heats and pearl choker? I don't know what that
is. I'll pass on that. You know what my favorite thing to do in winter is?
Be a cycle baby.
A cycle baby?
What?
What is a cycle baby? Like a baby on wheels? That's terrifying. You know what? That's almost like a Roomba.
Being chased by a Roomba with a knife.
No, a cycle baby is a baby that rides on a Roomba with a knife. I'm crying.
I'm crying.
Oh, cycle baby.
Whoa. This just took a turn for the worst.
Just like a baby on a Roomba coming for me.
I think the neighbor kid in Toy Story invented a cycle baby.
Actually, yeah. No, cycle baby, it could be a movie. And then the tagline is, things are taking a turn for the worse.
Well, and when it gets a sequel, you know anytime there's a movie with a baby or pets.
All grown up.
No, the second sequel, they always
look
go
who's
to...
Look who's talking now. Cycle baby now.
No, they go to New York.
Oh. That is the perfect thing to do in winter. Have you ever been in New York in winter?
I did. We were there last winter for a wedding.
Who was?
Me and you for Billy and Pat's wedding.
Oh, yes. It was gay.
There was Christmas.
It was, yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
I was thinking about who I hooked up with then.
I had a date on that trip, too.
Oh, my God. Remember, I lost my blazer at the gay bar.
Someone stole it. I don't think you lost it.
Well, I was very busy. My hands were occupied.
Uh-huh.
Preoccupado,
yes.
If you will.
Where were your hands?
In pants.
Oh, did you put your hands in your own pants?
I didn't say my own.
Whoa.
No. You know whose pants I think they were in? I could name 2 names, but I'm not quite sure who. I remember that night vaguely. No, I lost my blazer. That's one of my favorite things to do in winter.
Lose clothing.
Lose clothing.
Bye.
Deuces.
Yeah, I was in New York for that wedding, and then I went and saw the big Christmas tree, you know, where, like, they put up a big Christmas tree in New York. I did that on a date. It was raining. Drip, drip.
Don't change the subject.
Where were you?
Where was I? On Christmas?
Oh, that was the night that you went and saw Betty Who. I remember all of these things.
I don't remember that. It's all coming back.
Just like Celine.
Yes. Oh, my favorite thing to do in New York is Celine.
Oh, whoa.
Christmas.
Celine's back.
Celine's back. Wait, what is that from? I forgot about that.
When she was in Las Vegas.
It was there
when
was
she
an
came
ad.
Back
no,
to Las Vegas.
Oh my
Vegas.
God. No, it was like the poster for when Celine Dion went back to Vegas was it said Celine's back.
And it was a picture
and
of her.
And it was a picture of her back.
Well, it was like her in a backless dress. Hashtag Celine's back.
I can't wait until I have a comeback and it's just going to say Tyler's back and it's going to be me looking over my shoulder.
You should do that for the tour.
Tyler's back.
We're going on the tour next week. Tyler's back.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for the tour. Wait, okay, so we don't quite know if there's any tickets left because we're recording this a little bit ahead of time.
In the future.
We're talking into the future. So if you haven't gotten tickets for the Tyler Oakley tour, go to tyleroakleytour.com. Next week is the second leg, which is New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Michigan,
Boston,
Massachusetts, and New Jersey. So if we're coming to anywhere near you, get a ticket.
Get out your coziest, warmest pajamas.
I mean, yes.
It's winter.
Hashtag burr.
If you didn't know, it's
winter.
Have
you ever... Okay, this is not something I want anybody to do at the tour, but... Have you ever stabbed somebody with an icicle?
No. Okay.
The perfect murder weapon.
You know, because it'll melt and disappear?
No. Fingerprints. Yeah.
So I know you're going to really love this story. One time on Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Sandra, bye. Deuces later.
Sandra Oh got stabbed by an icicle.
I can't believe Sandra Oh was in Gravity.
She wasn't. That's Sandra Bullock.
I can't believe I can't believe that.
So, you know what else this website suggests you should do
what?
In the winter? It says you should see this year's cool Christmas movie. You know, what's it going to be?
Into the Woods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I'm excited for that. I was in Into the Woods.
Who were you?
I was the narrator. Now,
is there a narrator in the movie?
I don't know if there's a narrator in the movie, but the narrator in the musical gets killed off by the characters in the show.
What?
The characters turn on the narrator.
You just spoiled the movie for me.
No. That's not a big plot point. Although it was the end. I loved being killed off because then it meant that I could go eat.
You got to go back to craft services?
Yes. Okay. A, high schools don't have craft services.
You went to like a nice high school. My high school didn't even have a drama club.
Your high school doesn't even have like... the English language yet.
We didn't even have kids to go to it.
You were still an amoeba.
I was in a play.
Don't put your hand on your hip.
I was in a play and I got
murdered. Everyone at home, as soon as Corey goes, I was in a play. He put his hand on his hip and looked over his shoulder and said, Corey's back.
Corey's doing it again.
Wait, what play were you in?
I was in a play. I don't even know. It's like not even.
Is it winter themed?
Yeah. It was called Three Murders and it's only Monday.
God.
And the detective's name was Monday. Everybody got killed.
This sounds like the worst.
I got
sounds
to
like your drama club didn't have a budget.
We didn't. We used the same backdrop for every play. I'm glad you're laughing at my school's lack of funds for the arts. You can make a charitable donation.
Oh my God, shut up.
To my high school.
When I was in fifth grade, I was in James and the... No, not James and the Giant Peach. James and the... What was that? When he's a giant... There's a Giants... There's giants.
James and the Giant Peach.
No, there's giants in the sky.
Giant beanstalk.
Beans and stalk.
Someone climbed up the beanstalk.
Jack and the Giant Beanstalk.
Yeah.
Jack and the Giants. What's that show called?
It's called Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack's got beans
Jack
up his wazoo.
I think that's...
That's the title.
It's called...
What is it called?
Jack and the Beanstalk?
Jack and the Beanstalk. So there I was. I was in Jack and the Beanstalk. I auditioned. I wanted Jack. Didn't get it.
Of course you didn't.
Because I had a bowl cut and they had a problem. You know what part I got?
Probably not one of the giants because you're so short.
I got statue.
What?
I had to be in all gray sweatpants.
You know I'm a vision in gray.
Still. I had to stand still and... It was the hardest part because Lord knows I've got things to say and actions to do.
Did you have any lines?
No. I was a statue. I felt so stifled.
Can't they just get a prop for that?
Literally. I was let me go home.
You were a prop.
I was literally a prop.
Were you like in the chorus or anything?
No. No singing.
So this is a good story. I was in Alice in Wonderland when I was in third grade. And you know what part I had? The dandelion that was in the Queen's flower garden.
I just fell asleep.
And I had one line.
What was it?
Well, so she goes through and takes, since you're dying to know, she goes through and takes roll of all the flowers in her garden.
Okay, you know what I would say? This topic, you telling me about your...
My acting debut.
Your acting debut.
That was my acting debut.
Ranks up there with people telling me about their dreams or people reading me their own horoscopes. Or
anytime you talk to me about anything.
Right.
Oh!
Yeah. Filed under things I don't care about. Sorrows about it.
I got to dress as a dandelion. I wore green denim.
Isn't it just a dandelion? Mm-hmm. Not dandelion.
I made it fabulous.
Dandelion.
Yeah, I got to wear green denim, a green sweatshirt. I was
green
visioning
denim.
Mm-hmm. You know that was big in the '90s.
Green denim.
It was 1993.
Oh my God!
Green
I was
denim
four.
Green denim was in. Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
what a fun thing to do in winter.
So this winter, dress as a dandelion or a statue.
You know what else? Oh my gosh! You know what happened one winter? I'm gonna tell you. So remember Cascade.
Falls,
where you can sled. So back in our hometown in Michigan, Jackson, Michigan, there's a big hill.
Big old hill.
Big old hill. Me and my sister and my dad went sledding once. Okay. This is when I had my blurple glasses. They were half blue, half purple. They were humongo, very large.
Do you think your glasses inspired your future hair colors?
Calm down. Actually, kind of. Blurple? I would call it blurple. Yeah, that is a good word for colors. We were sledding, and then I realized I think I can only see – I think I see – like, I think my vision's fucked, is what I was thinking at the age of 7 or something. And then I started poking my own eyes, as one does, and one of my lenses had popped out on the hill. And so, listen, I see you losing interest, but just wait, the story picks up. Cody, my sister, and my dad and I, we went searching on the hill. And how are you going to find a lens? It's see-through, it's clear.
And there's all
and
that
snow. And it's snow. And we found it in Cascade Hills.
Is this literally the entire story?
That's the story. Don't mean to blow your mind, but that's it. So one of my favorite things to do this winter
is tell awful stories.
Is to find my glasses lenses.
Wow.
Oh, there's so much to do this December, Corey.
I'm so glad that we have this list of things now.
What's your guys' favorite thing to do in the winter? Tweet us. Corey, how can they tweet you?
They can tweet at me, Corey Cool. That's where I am everywhere online.
Yep. And I am Tyler Oakley. If you want to tweet us your favorite thing to do in winter, we want to know. Use the hashtag what?
Oh, my God. There were so many hashtags.
Cycle baby.
Cycle baby. Cycle baby might be my favorite hashtag we've ever had.
And I want to see a winter selfie. Post it on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/psychobabblepodcast, post a picture of you enjoying winter in whatever way you do. And I'm going to be commenting on all my favorites.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Do that. And, yeah, subscribe on iTunes. Corey, how easy is it
click,
to subscribe?
Click, click, click. Hashtag
whoa,
click, click,
whoa,
click.
Whoa. It's too easy. And you know what will happen if you don't subscribe?
You'll miss an episode.
Worse.
What?
A cycle baby will come after you.
With an icicle and a knife.
An icicle taped to a Roomba.
Taped to a knife.
Oh, God. Times are tough. Okay. Subscribe. Like us on Facebook. Tweet us your favorite whatevers. And good luck with your life. And
have a happy, safe winter.
Yeah, we'll see you at the slumber party tour. Okay. Bye.
Bye.